All right, there have been a lot of different industries, groups, businesses, people in general who are sort of pointing out and what they see as unfairness in the whole reopening plans, and either challenging the governor, challenging the mayor, and asking, you know, hey, why can't we reopen? We have a safe plan. We're trying to do it. Most vocal amongst them are those churches that are now all the way up to the Supreme Court. We're going to talk about that later. The governor has to respond by 7 o'clock tonight to that that issue with the churches, saying that it's wrong for them to be closed. We've heard from so many different groups. The restaurants are saying, hey, we can try to figure this out. We heard the plight of a drive-in movie theater guy a couple of weeks ago, you know, McHenry, right? He wanted to reopen. He said it was unfair. I have it all figured out. And eventually they let him open. Now, movies are part of the next phase. Churches are the phase after that, by the way. Movies first, in that phase four that goes up to 50 people. And churches are after that. But I wanted to kind of take a look at this here, because you've got the the theater owners are now among the groups that are calling on Governor Pritzker to say, allow for some adjustments here. Let's just try to work with us here. There's a way we can participate in this phase three, which starts tomorrow across the state. And, you know, we can wear masks. We can, you know, not nearly fill our capacity, have people sit 6 feet apart. We can, you know, do all the kinds of things, that the cleaning and everything else that needs to be done in order to be as cautious as possible. But they're saying that, hey, listen to us here. We can do this. We're able to do that. So we'll have to see where that goes. So far, it's no on movies until phase four. But, you know, you can sense their frustration, and they're trying to come up with creative ways to make it work and to make it safe. And the people who feel comfortable will come. That's their argument. Also, we want to look at, you know, all the film and movies and TV shows that have been here and been such a big part of our economy in Chicago in recent years and growing all the time. You know, Chicago Med and Chicago Fire, you know, the Dick Wolf series, they're all huge here in Chicago and generate a lot of money for our economy. And Empire, of course, it's just finished, completed, but it's another one, big one, you know, employed a lot of people and injected a lot into our economy. What's going on there? How do they feel? Let's talk to the owner of CineSpace, Alex Pisios. He's a guy who knows these kinds of things because you're dealing with it all the time. You see all the famous people coming and going and the big budget stuff showing up at CineSpace, which is a place that over time you become quite famous in and of itself, Alex. So you've got a lot going on there until this happened, and now you're just waiting to see what your marching orders are, I suppose, right?
Yeah, thanks. That's true, Anna. Thanks for having me on too.
Yeah, thanks for being on. You know, so you were telling me that you got a ton of stuff that was in the pipeline ready to go, that, you know, things were kind of heating up on the TV and movie scene here in Chicago.
No. I mean, the film production industry, you know, we've positioned ourselves in a good way the last 10 years. I mean, since we opened up in 2011, there's been an estimated $3.1 billion in direct spending from film, television, and commercial production in Illinois. And 2019 was a record year, so we had a lot of momentum. And unfortunately, you know, with the pandemic, that slowed down.
Yeah. So their point I saw, and I don't know if you made this or someone else did, you're like, how many times can you watch Ozark on Netflix? People are kind of, you know, fed up with their options here. It's sort of like, all right, I've done it. I finished Netflix. I'm done. I need something else. I need new shows. I need new entertainment.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, supply and demand, I mean, is definitely, we've been watching a lot of the shows that we've watched before. I mean, just like you said, Ozark's, watching it the first three seasons all over again, and you know, it's scary. You know, it's scary meaning that, you know, there's not much to watch. And the good news is that the studios do want to start making product, and the demand's there. But, you know, we're just waiting to hear from the industry.
So what is the industry saying, Alex? Are they, I mean, they're trying to figure out, like everybody, how to redefine what you do and how you do it. But how do you shoot scenes with actors and, you know, all kinds of things, extras and all kinds of people in scenes when you need to social distance? Is everybody going to be 6 feet apart from each other in every single show we see? How's that going
to
work?
Exactly. And that's hard to do, right? I mean, how do you have a fight scene, or how do you have an intimate scene? And, I mean, what I know from the studios, they're working on a white paper, industry professionals and organized labor and management. They've been laser focused on the safety and health to restart the production in Illinois. And I know that they're in the works to put a white paper together and then to share it to the mayor and the governor, who we, you know, meaning the film industry, fully supports the governor and the mayor and their administration, you know, in making the hard calls and their reliance on science and data. And, you know, we're just waiting. Hopefully the white paper comes out, we're hoping, in the next week or so, and the mayor and the governor get a copy of that so we can see how we could start again.
Okay, what do you mean the white paper? What's that?
Well, there's a white paper. So it's a document that the studios in Los Angeles have put together, and it's a document that they're working on to say, hey, this is how we see ourselves opening up again, with safety and health measurements. And with that paper, then they're going to share that with all the different labor unions that are involved with the film industry, and then obviously submit it to the state and the city and see what their opinion is of it.
Okay, so you're willing to wait, and the movies and everybody else is willing to wait. All the folks you talk to in production, are they? They're just saying, "Hey, we're waiting for our go ahead." Any feeling about what that's going to be for you? How long?
No, I mean, look, it's. I know the last numbers I heard were an estimated 99% of the workforce that provides production to the TV and film commercial advertising is unemployed. So, I mean, I know everyone's anxious to come back in and get to work and. No one more than me, obviously. We got 2 million square feet of stages here that, you know, it was kind of crazy. I mean, it just, you had 10,000, 15,000 people working, and then all of a sudden it stopped. And I know everyone's looking forward to coming back to work.
Yeah. You raise a good point. How do you do a fight scene or a love scene 6 feet?
Yeah. No, that's great. And, you know, I did hear about one measure they were thinking about using was actually when they're speaking, a clear type of plastic that actually we wouldn't see it when we watch the show. They'll be able to edit the edges, but there'll actually be some type of plastic screen in between the faces. So I'm actually excited to see, you know, how they plan on coming back too.
That's interesting. So they'd have like sheer plastic just sort of hanging, not plexiglass, but like little pieces of the thin sheer stuff that they would talk through when they're with each other.
Look, it's hard right now. You know, 4,000 vendors, that were involved in the film industry are sitting and waiting, you know, and in 2019, 51% of the job hires were women and minorities. So, I mean, again, it was such a great train that was going fast and building and moving forward. And so, but we feel really confident in the film industry that once we are able to go back, it's going to just pick up the same way and we'll get a lot of people back to work.
You said you had a couple of Fox shows that were coming, and we saw, you know, the Jussie Smollett thing, and the Empire was going away. We knew that, but there were a couple new ones coming, which is normally pretty exciting news.
Yeah. We had two Fox pilots that were just about to start called Ordinary Joe and Big Leap. And then we also had an AMC movie called, a TV show called 61st Street, produced by Michael B. Jordan, that was about to start. So all that kind of stood on hold. And the good news is the studios like Disney, Fox, for example, the Empire stages, they're not releasing them from us. So, in other words, that's usually a good sign that they're looking forward to bringing more shows to Illinois and Chicago. So that's exciting.
Yeah, more shows the better. We like what it does for us here. And employees, like you said, a lot of people. I have a good friend from Lane Tech who is a costume designer for a lot of those shows. And he said that he thought he'd have to leave for L.A., but he's been gainfully employed in the business for 7 years because of those shows here. And so hopefully things come back and roar back.
I hope so. And, you know, we had a great workforce development working with DePaul University and our internship program with Cinecares that was churning out a lot of workers too, so we're excited to get all that back and just move forward. And I think there's bright days ahead for sure.
I like the way that sounds. Thanks for your call, Alex. Alex Pizzios from CineSpace.